Okay, so we're up to a Chamishi of Bereishis, and I wanted to focus in on the story of Lamech. Rashi at one point says, you know, we only have the story of Lamech to tell us how Cain eventually was brought to justice for killing Hevel, you know, ki shivatayim yukam Kayim, as the Pasuk says. But there's, I think, much more to this story. Lamech is the first person who's recorded as having taken two wives. And of course, that brings about his family, Yaval, Yuval, and Tuval Kayin. The Ramban has this fascinating essay where he says Lamech was like this genius who was able to teach all three of his sons different disciplines, different areas of human endeavor, whether it was the nomadic existence, Avi Kol Yosheva Mekneh, or musical wisdom, Avi Kol Tofes Kinor V'Ugav, and then also, you know, creating weaponry, and that's what I like to call the NRA Ramban. Lamech tells his wives, you know, guns don't kill, people kill. You know, don't get upset at me that I taught Tuval Kayin how to make, Choresh Nechosha Subarzel, that I taught Tuval Kayin how to make weaponry. But be that as it may, I wanted to actually focus in on Rashi's interpretation. Rashi takes the following position. Shtei nashim, kachi adarkan shel dor hamalbul, achas l'piri v'rivya v'achas l'tashmish. So zohi shehi l'tashmish mashi kosh shel yikarin kidei shetiakir mekushetes kekalo machila madonim v'chaverta nizufa v'aveila kealmana. V'zohi shepirish iov, it's a pasuk in iov that refers to this. Ada hi shel piri v'rivya, she was for purposes of bearing children. El shem shemiguna alav umuseres mi'etzlo. And Sila, he shall tashmish al shem sheyoshev es tamid b'tzilo. So you have this extremely degrading arrangement going back to what we talked about earlier in the week. You know, al ken yazov ish es aviv es imo v'davak b'ishto v'hayu l'vasar echad, clearly implying, as the Ramban spoke about, v'davak b'ishto, you know, that there is something well beyond what animals experience, but where he says they're holy chlahem, but a loving bond that ishus can be, that ishus should be. And tragically, and sadly, you know, when it comes to, Lamech did, is Lamech betrayed that. Now, again, the Torah didn't necessarily restrict it as an Issa D'oraisa later on, but the Torah clearly has a stand on it from the very beginning of Adam v'Ishto. Al-Keni Azov Ishas Aviv Es Imo, again, one unit, V'Davak V'Ishto, one unit, V'Hayu L'Basar Echad. The rabbinic legislation, you know, would subsequently, especially in Ashkenaz, reflect that Torah ideal. But what Lamech was doing was degrading to both, right? In terms of Ada, just looking at her basically as a kind of technology for bearing children and turning her into the snu'ah and the me'usa and how that must have felt. And also the degradation of Tzila. Now, you're just here for my conjugal bliss and I have no respect for you as a person. And it's not an accident that Rashi says, Kachaya darkan shel dor hamabul. This was part of what characterized the terrible sin of the Dor HaMabul. It's very fascinating, by the way, that Rashi quotes a medrash in the context of Yaval, that Avi Kol Yoshev Ohel Mikneh is a veiled reference to Avodah Zarah, and Tuval Kayin is obviously Shvichos Damim, so you'd have the Gimel Chamuros in terms of the Dor HaMabul, Giloy Arayos in terms of Lamech taking two Nashim, the spirit of Giloy Arayos, and Avi Kol Yoshev Ohel Mikneh, would be the veiled reference to Avodah Zarah, and then Tuval Kayin would be Shvichos Damim. But be that as it may, you know, the primary sin here, Kachi Darkan Shel Dor HaMabul, is confirmed later in the Torah at the end of Parshas Bereishis, which is extremely and profoundly depressing. And Hashem says, you know, Kini Chamti Ki Asisim, and what was it that led to it? Now, Vayiru B'nei Elohim Es B'no Satam Ki Tovos Hena Vayikchu Lahem Nashim Mikol Asher Bacharu. And Rashi says, you know, Mikol Asher Bacharu, they did whatever they wanted, Afilu B'ulas Baal, and even they would interrupt right before the wedding night, something that we talk about in the Chanukah story of Nashim Afin Hayu Ba'oso Anes, what the terrible Greeks did. And it was about power. B'nei Ho Elohim, Targum Unkla says, B'nei Rav Revaya. They were powerful people. They felt they could do whatever they wanted without any regard to anybody else. And Rashi says, you know, Hayagadol Nichna Subo Ala Tchila. When she was getting ready to go and, you know, enter a sacred bond, so these B'nei Ho Elohim, these Rav Revaya, these powerful people, you know, would do whatever they wanted. And again, in degrading the vision of Al Ken Yazov Ishas Aviv Vesimo V'Davak V'Ishto V'Hayu L'Vasar Echad, that vision remained. In the Dor HaMabul's corruption of that vision, Kachi Darkan Shel Dor HaMabul, was a grievous, grievous, grievous sin. And as such, you know, the Torah's response is, you know, Hashem Kini Chamti Ki Asisim Yetzer Machshavos Libo Rak Ra Kol Hayom. I want to wish everybody a wonderful day.